Push Moment is a podcast series that brings you tips, tricks, insights, and interviews to help you gain clarity, overcome limiting beliefs, and take control of your life. Welcome to episode 20, and today we're going to be talking about the comfort zone. So a lot of us, you know, we're really familiar with it. But have you ever really thought about it, that how comfortable is the comfort zone? Now, I'm sure you'd be thinking that it's really comfortable, but as comfortable as it might seem, it's really a bad spot. Because guess what? The comfort zone is the single biggest dream killer of modern day life. And so the context I want to place around it is a particular question, because everything comes back to results, right? And so the question I think we need to be asking ourselves is, how's that working for you? It's a great question, right? How's that working for you? Because you know what? If we really look at it, right, we can spin a good story. We can try to convince ourselves or try to confuse other people. But you see, this particular question, it cuts through our story. And right away, the truth is exposed. How's that working for you? So Andrew Carnegie, right, he said that as I grow older, I pay less attention to what people say and more attention to what they do. And really and truly, if you think about it, actions lead to results, don't they, right? Talk is cheap. But, you know, when you start getting busy, that's what really separates the winners from the rest, right? So one of my, you know, you know, if you've listened to me a lot, I always talk about my mentor, John Maxwell, right? So in one of his books, he quotes an amazing story, right? From his book, 15 Laws of Growth, right? And I can't really remember the story, but it goes something like this, right? So a guy goes to a fortune teller and asks for his fortune to be told, right? And so the fortune teller says, you know, you'll be poor and miserable until you are 45. And so the guy was excited, and I was like, okay. And then what happens? And then the fortune teller says, yeah, and then you'll get used to it. Oh my goodness, that's a depressing thought. Imagine if this present situation that you're in, right, the present you, is the best you will ever be. Isn't that depressing? Like, your highest achievement is the achievements you've achieved now. And you see, that's the problem with the comfort zone. The comfort zone lulls us into thinking that all is well. It's like the story of the frog, right? When you pick a frog, and I look, in this story, right, no frogs were harmed. And I don't think anybody has really done that experiment. But this experiment that always goes around, where they talk about when you take a frog and you put it inside hot water, it immediately jumps out, right? Yeah. If you pick a frog, right, and you place it in cold water, right, and you start to heat it up slowly, so it says that what happens is that the frog starts to adjust, right? So the more you increase the temperature, the more the frog will try to adjust. It gets to the point where it gets so hot that the frog can't jump out anymore, and then it dies. That's exactly what happens in our comfort zone. Where we get so comfortable that when there's any external force that is trying to force us to grow, instead of us to face it and grow, what we do is that we just try to change our, you know, temperature so that we can adjust to it, because we think that comfort zone is safe. Comfort zone is familiar. That's the trap of the comfort zone. I'll give you guys a personal story of how the comfort zone was really tempting for me, but I was able to overcome it. And maybe you get inspiration from this, right? So for the first six years of my career, I had worked in a particular company, and I felt like I would never work in another company again, because I was already comfortable with everything about the company. I knew all the office politics. I knew everything, right? But then an external force happened, and another company reached out to me, and they told me that, you know, we'd like you to come on board. Before then, I had never envisioned working in another company, because I just felt like, you know, I'm comfortable here. But because I had started my personal development journey, and I realized that the comfort zone is the killer of dreams, so I said, you know what, let me give it a chance, as uncomfortable as it is. I gave it a chance. I left the state I was to another state with a new company that had just started. But guess what? 3 years down the line, there are no regrets whatsoever. It's been an amazing ride. I've been able to learn about myself and learn how to grow, right? Because I wouldn't have been able to achieve all that if I had stayed stuck in the comfort zone. Now, I know you're thinking, but you know, you're lucky. Think about it, right? As kids, right, growing up, growth was more or less expected. Everybody's expected to grow. Everybody's expected to grow tall. And that's why we think that growth happens automatically. But the only time that growth really happens is when you continuously step out of your comfort zone. Because guess what? When you step out of your comfort zone, what happens? The new zone that you're in, after a while, you become comfortable with it. And that also becomes your comfort zone. So you need to continually seek ways to continually step out of your comfort zone. And the more you step out of your comfort zone, the more you will keep growing, right? So whatever you're thinking about, that thing that is giving you the greatest fear, that is making you uncomfortable, that thing that is tugging at your heart, I want you to listen to it, right? And I want you to understand that greatness is found on the other side of fear. So overcome that fear, face that terror, right? And cross over outside your comfort zone. Thank you for joining once again. This is Othman, and I hope to see you on the other side of fear. Cheers.